Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
Okay, we think we're in the clear. So, episode 2 of our how-to series, and we're going to kind of segue this into, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry if Georgie starts barking in the next 5 seconds. We've been waiting for like 6 minutes.
She's been losing her mind, and we can't figure out why. I don't know if there's a bird outside taunting her. There's normally it's either the FedEx man or the UPS truck.
Recycle truck.
Recycle. Maybe somebody walking another dog. I'm not sure. But we can't find what she's barking at.
The wind.
It could be.
She's really mad at that wind.
She's angry today.
Stop blowing my leaves. It's really funny when the recycle truck comes because Georgie hates boxes, but I don't know if she actually just has like an affinity for them. I haven't figured this out. Like, no. She hates them, but maybe she secretly likes them.
I feel like she may have been like a drug dog in another life and it's coming back and she's like, I know what to do. I've sniffed these before. I know. Wait, where are my headphones?
That was funny.
Literally just spent the first minute talking and didn't have my headphones on.
Which I've done that before. You're like, can you put your headphones on, please? I was like, something was off.
Something's different. Yeah. So our how-to series is today, start a podcast. Step one, put on your headphones.
I apologize. We are professional, I swear. Sort of. But we get this question a lot.
Yes.
Is people want to meet with us? People want to chat about it? So this is something I think that, yes, we don't have all the, you know, audience in the world, but we do have a little bit of a following, and it took some growth time, so we wanted to share that with you, how to get step one to
where step we eight. Are now, right?
Because it's not, I love all the how-to series online and when you're, like, looking stuff up, but mm-hmm. Where do I go first?
Right.
Like, it's great to get, you know, from mm-hmm. step 23 to 50, but I need to know step one.
Absolutely. And even if you're listening to this and you're like, girls, I am not interested in starting a podcast, that's okay. There's actually going to be some tips in here that I think you can start, you can use in transition into many other things. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to start something new, take a listen. You might find something in here that surprises you and you're like, that's a great idea, girls. Thanks for sharing.
There's a cute little nugget.
Or if you're just super curious on how we did it, here you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get started. All right.
Step one.
Go to your friend and say, let's start a podcast. That is how ours started. Mm-hmm. I went to Shannon. I was like, okay, let's do this. And she said, okay. That's basically how it broke
down. Pretty much. It happened in a kitchen. I'm like, yeah, it's a great idea. Let's do it. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Come on. How do we start? Let's find out. So what we did. First, you need to find out what it is you want to talk about. What do you feel like you want to share with other people? Mm-hmm. You've got to have an idea. It's got to feel like something you can connect with. So that's step number one. And you also want to feel, or you want to know, like, who do you want to connect with? What's your audience?
To have an avatar. You know, you hear that a lot in, like, business building or even branding. Like, who is your projected audience? So we kind of had that mapped out. We had this idea. And sometimes even thinking, like, that favorite celebrity or something. Like, would this celebrity listen to you? It doesn't have to be, like, Julia Roberts. Just some way, like, maybe you admire or look up to. Mm-hmm. That could be someone like, okay, I can mold my avatar around this person. Mm-hmm. That's helpful.
Yeah. And what do you want it to look like? And by look like, like, when you close your eyes and you envision this new project, and for us it was a podcast, what do we want it to look like? And I think we knew kind of right away that, like, we knew, like, the color scheme, you mm-hmm. know, within the branding. We knew what we wanted to call it. Mm-hmm. We knew we wanted to have a face to it, being our faces, so that when people see those words, they connect with faces. And there is a great statistic out there. I actually don't know the actual number. However,
it is true.
It's high. That, people connect more with faces than they do with words. Mm-hmm. So just food for thought. If you're starting something new, put your face out there.
Right. Make it clean. I like, mm-hmm. you know.
Clean lines. Easy to read. You know, yes. Scripty things are great and, mm-hmm. you know, they're fun. But You've got to make sure that if they see it for the first time, they can read the words without squinting. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. I mean, I've
what
got.
Is that?
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. What? Is that an R? I don't understand.
This is true. And you have to think about that because.
Clean fonts are very beneficial to a brand.
And think about, like, how, because you do submit, if you're starting the podcast, you do submit artwork to iTunes, which I'll get to in a minute. But it does have to be a certain kind of size. And that size is small and scripty mm-hmm. logo would make it very hard to read on that very small icon.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on.
All right, step number two. So you've got a name, you've got an idea, you have a feeling for who your audience wants to be. Now you need the equipment. Like, how do I get my voice into something that I can share with other people? And this was fun for us because we didn't know anything about podcasting.
This was so of change. This was a big one for
us. Yes, this was a really big one. So we did some research on in-home podcast equipment. And
well, first we started in a different studio. I think that's key for everyone to understand. Like, we started in a different place first.
Good point.
Because we didn't really know that we had this option.
True.
We thought it would be like thousands of dollars to invest in a home studio and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. And so my husband actually had the equipment in his office. So we were recording
Which is not
there.
In his house.
This yes, is I'm sorry.
His office away from his house.
Okay. Yes, his office that's 25 minutes away. So that's really, really, really tricky for us to be... That was to schedule that. We had to mm-hmm. hire sitters or make sure husbands were available because when you're recording, you can't, I mean, we do, but it's really hard when you have kids around. So that was really hard. So then we made the switch and talk about the products and we researched it.
So once we decided we were going to take this and put this into our schedule instead of trying to move all the things to make recording happen, we started researching equipment and the... mic that we use is the Blue Yeti. This thing is fantastic.
It is.
I have a good friend who records a lot of music, and he had never heard of the Blue Yeti. And when he tried it out for the first time, he's like, holy cow, this thing is amazing. He's like, the quality is great. Like, you don't need anything. Like, this is it. This mm-hmm. is all you need. And I'm like, all right, cool. Again, I don't know anything about it, so I'm trusting that you do. And the reviews were on it. I mean, I'm a big person to read reviews, especially if I'm going to buy anything on Amazon. I mean, I'm going like 3 pages deep to see, you know, what the real people say, not the, you know, generated mm-hmm. people who get paid to review things. I want to know what does the people think. And the Blue Yeti has, you know, an exceptional high quality 5-star reviews, all like hundreds of them. So I was like, well, hundreds of people know what they're doing. This is great. So the Blue Yeti, we checked that. I'm like, okay, cool.
Very user-friendly, too.
It's very user-friendly. I mean, mm-hmm. it comes with, you know, a very simple instructional booklet. There are YouTube videos that you can look at if you're not sure. But it, I mean, it's very straightforward and user-friendly, which we both need.
It's a plug-and-play.
It's a plug-and-play, yeah. And something that we added to the Blue Yeti is we have this microphone cap, if you will, and it's just like a foam hat, essentially, that goes over it. And I did read that you could put a sock over your microphone, and all that does is to help filter out excess noise. So mm-hmm. this just kind of helps keep it clear without getting all the other background noises sucked into the microphone.
Yeah, and you'll see this, and I recommend it, too. Mm-hmm. I've noticed a difference when we put this little mm-hmm. cap thing
hat. I know, it's like a little beanie.
Yeah.
A microphone beanie. So she's accessorized. She's very great. We love her.
She's great.
And what was really cool about this package that we found is that it came with the microphone. It came with headphones. It came with a boom stand, which is something that you could mount to your wall and connect your microphone to so that you don't have it on a table. Mm. We actually like it on a table. I think it's a little bit, well, obviously, I mean, we record in our closet, so I'm not hooking up a mic boom system in here.
Yet.
Not yet. You know. Maybe that's knows? Coming down the road.
Who knows?
So that made it super easy because the package, I felt like, oh, okay. So, and I actually researched the headphones that came in with the package, and they also had really great reviews. We don't need anything super fancy. We're not doing really high-tech things that we have a lot of intricate sounds that we need to hear beyond what these Tascam
TASCAM
mm-hmm. Headphones allow us to do. So I think they're great, and they're inexpensive. So I think it came with two, but we have purchased more in case
we've
like got
$25.
Yeah, so for fairly extra. Inexpensive. You know, for having extra equipment, and when we've got multiple people in, it's nice to have mm-hmm. a headset.
Or when we go on location, it is nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For everybody. And then the...
let me talk about the headphones really quickly. Mm-hmm. It is beneficial if you're thinking, oh, all I need is earbuds. But for the this, like, the suction that it creates on the headphones. And for your guest purposes, when they put the headphones on, I will tell you it's 100% they're more at ease.
Yes.
So although earbuds can be great and they can work, I highly recommend getting the headphones and just investing in those.
Yes. I do think the headphones, too, when you get to that editing part, and we'll get to that in a little bit, actual earmuffed type headphones work better than the ear pods. And I'll explain that a little bit. And then the last thing that we use is GarageBand. And what GarageBand is an app that we have on our Mac that we use to actually record the audio. So we have the microphone hooked into my Mac, and then we record through GarageBand. And they have so many great YouTube videos and Google articles about how to use GarageBand. I mean, it's a very user-friendly platform. If I can figure it out, I feel very confident that anybody
can figure it out. It's kind of like if you took iMovie and made it into an audio system. It's kind of like drop-in friendly, although I haven't played around with it a whole lot. That's Shannon's deal. But from what I understand about it...
Yeah, it's pretty easy to navigate. And, I mean, once you kind of figure out the ways to go and where to put things and what buttons do what... It becomes less intimidating to start playing around with audio. Mm-hmm. And I love that part.
And, you know, and down the road, you know, you can invest in doing, like, an audio editor and all that kind of stuff. But right now, this is all we need.
And there are people that have, you know, professional podcasts that still record out of GarageBand. So, like, the actual app itself is a great one. It has a lot. I mean, we don't use, you know, nearly... maybe like just a tenth of the resources that are within this app. I mean, it's ridiculous how many.
It's a very low percentage.
Yeah. There's a lot of things, a lot of cool stuff.
The things that we could do.
Yes. Okay, so you've got your podcast, you know what your name is, you know what your theme is, you know what you want to stand for, you've got your equipment. Now, where do you record? And like Brittany was saying, in the beginning, we recorded in a studio. We thought that was the best option to go until we realized... let's make this work a little bit easier. Let's take the commute out.
Yeah. Streamlined.
We streamlined. And we record out of my closet, which is ideally, I mean, one, it's the quietest room in my house, so this worked out great. But it also has it has lower ceilings, which helps keep the acoustics down. It has carpet, so that helps absorb sound. And then it's surrounded by clothes, which also helps to absorb sound.
I mean, it's like, I would say, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like, maybe 3 by 4?
I don't know. Probably.
3 by 4.
I'm really bad at that kind of stuff.
I have no special size.
Nope.
I'm like, I don't know. That looks like a foot. Okay. I'm just going to... No, okay. It's not 3 by 4. It's bigger than that, but I have no idea what it is.
No. Neither do I. I'll have to look at the diet or the... dimensions or what are they? The blueprints?
Blueprints.
I found those the other day when I was cleaning out the basement. I was like, these are cool blueprints of my house. Should I frame this? Is that a thing? Do you do that?
I don't know.
I've seen it done. Like, we've stayed at some properties in Florida where people have done that, and it looked really cool. Like,
yeah, but you can do it really fancy.
I mean, but these are like rolled up, and I mean, it looks like a treasure map. So I'm like, oh, I don't think you should hang that on the wall.
Your house is like 12 years old now.
I know, right?
That's funny.
It's great. So if you are looking for a room to do it in your home, you want to have something. So if you have hardwood floors, put a rug down, something that's going to help absorb the noise. And you can also do a portable studio. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that?
So when we were going to go on location with Kendra Scott, we knew that we needed something to suck in that sound because it had high ceilings. It did not have clothing. It had lots of jewelry cases. And
marble
it had a loud
floor.
Marble floor. And it had a loud mall noise with an open area. So we had... We knew it wasn't going to be like the closet. So we got a portable sound studio, hooked it up with the Blue Yeti. And honestly, I think it sounded great.
I loved it. I loved the way that
and I've even had people say to us how good it sounded. Like, yeah, we heard you were in a mall, but we just thought you guys had an audience. I'm like, well, even better.
Yeah, it's great.
We didn't, but okay.
Yeah, so the portable studio is just like a little half semicircle that has foam, like, strips attached to it. So, again, it's just helping absorb noise. That's all the foam studio does, or the portable studio does. So it's real. I think it was like $35 maybe.
50.
Was it 50?
50-ish.
Okay.
But, I mean, but if you don't have a closet available, this is something for you getting started. You know, you can do this well under $300.
Yes.
Well under that, I think.
I think so,
I'm
too.
Just throwing some numbers out there.
Okay, so now you've gotten your place where you're going to record. So now we talked a little bit about GarageBand and why this is a great place to record. There are other things out there. I'm just not familiar with it. We're just sharing with what we do here at Crazy Zen Life. And one of the cool features that really elevates your podcast to the next level is being able to use the limiter and the compressor. And what that does is the compressor, like, condenses the noise. So it takes out, like, the highest pitch and the lowest pitch, and it puts everything at, like, an equal sound level. Mm-hmm. And the limiter, I think, helps. It works in conjunction with the compressor to keep everything, again, like, balanced in the sound. So, and there's some really, because the first I was so confused and so intimidated by, I was like, these buttons, I don't know what these buttons do on here. But now I know. And there's like an attack, which means like how fast it's going to take the noise and like the ratio in which it uses to compress versus the gain, which is a volume thing. So there's lots of terminology that I had to get used to. And I was like, oh, okay. And we're going to link a couple of videos that we watched that really, really helped break this stuff down so that you can understand a little bit more in depth, because I'm going to leave that to a professional. I know like the bare minimum of what I need to know that works for us. But there's some really great articles that will really walk you through like why this is important and why that takes the sound to the level that it takes it.
Really another cool. Key point that we forgot to go over when you're recording is that we recorded an intro.
Yes.
And which, so we got some sound, we bought our little audio track, and then we dropped our voices into it. So if you want...
So the audio track she's talking about is the music. Yes, so when you hear like our theme music, that is the an audio track. And there are websites, because if you don't own the rights to a song and you play it in a public space, you can get sued.
Yeah.
Because you do not own the rights to that song to play it at your leisure. Which you should also know.
FYI.
But there are websites that you can go to that allow you to purchase the rights to these songs. So our theme song, we own the rights to, I think, to a certain degree. We do. But we don't have the rights to use it in a movie, but we have the rights to use it in a podcast.
Yeah, I think we limited our options. Yeah. Like, we're like, we're on the big screen.
Yeah, I think this is fine. So there are some really cool places, but it can take a long time because, I mean, we probably listened to...
A lot.
We
just knew when we heard
We heard it.
We were like, we wanted something upbeat. Yes. Didn't want to sound like a morning show, so we knew, like, we wanted to sound like us. But when we purchased that, we dropped in our own sound, our own voices, and that was great. Mm-hmm. So then when you're editing... You drop that in, and we have a intro and an outro.
Yes, and both of those things we love because keeping your podcast consistent is something that your listeners thinks like that's not they're not seeing us that your listeners really appreciate. And again, it comes with branding your podcast, which I feel like if anybody were to hear our theme music, they'd be like. Crazy's in life. Yep. Love that.
Oh, my kids here. They're like, it's just like that's just us. So we love that. Okay. All right. Let's break in. So you've edited.
We've edited.
You're down.
Ready to go. Brittany, how do we get it out into the world?
How do you do this?
This is where Brittany.
This is her baby. Okay, so when we had our MP3 files, you have to generate an RSS feed. That's how iTunes reads it and it is able to put it out in the world. And I hate to say it. I know all these Google people out there. This is where 90%, repeat for people in the back row, 90% of people get their podcasts. So you're going to have to upload to iTunes. That's the number one place. So in order to do that, I went through Podbean. Now, there are other sites you can go through.
Can you explain what Podbean is?
Oh, okay. Podbean is just it's a hosting website. So kind of like...
podcast hosting website?
Yes, just a podcast hosting website. And I think you can do more. And through that, you can pay for a yearly subscription, which we did. It's very minimal. I think it was like $120. It wasn't like astronomical, thousands of dollars. We did not have a website up and running. Now, that could be an option for you to run your podcast through your own website. If you have that up and running, go ahead and check into that. We did not at this time, currently. So we used a hosting website, which totally made sense for us. So once that RSS feed is generated, you have to submit that to iTunes. iTunes will basically listen to your MP3 file, make sure you're real. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're not talking about crazy stuff. and you usually hear back within a few days after submitting your artwork and your MP3 file, your RSS feed.
So in order to upload to iTunes, do you have to have artwork?
You have to.
Okay.
You have to have your logo and everything. Now, and that's where it comes in handy. I think you can definitely do something on the cheap if you wanted to go through Canva or, you know, something very basic. Mm-hmm. We didn't. We knew we had a bigger branding idea in mind, but you can pretty much do whatever you want. I do recommend putting your face on it, like we said before. Mm-hmm. So you have to submit artwork. You have to submit your RSS feed. And then within 2 to 3 days, you usually hear back and then it's uploaded. And it takes one full week after that that people can hear it.
Okay.
So that's usually the initial one. That's just what the email they sent me. And I probably was up before that. I think they were just giving it a grace period. So after that, mm-hmm. after you get all that uploaded, you can go through your own hosting website. And that's where I publish each episode. So Shannon edits the episodes. She sends them over to our email. I upload it. I write all the show notes. This is where I've learned about the show notes. In the very beginning, I was like kind of basic. Mm-hmm. And I still am. I don't write novels, but I think it's really key in the title to say something engaging mm-hmm. and say who you have on, the name, because if they're ever searched for later. So say I'm looking up a podcast like I did the other day about Brené Brown. Mm-hmm. I type in her search name on the podcast app and it comes up immediately. So I can see all the podcasts she's ever been on mm-hmm. if they put her in the title.
Right.
So that's great.
I love that.
So if I'm searching Shannon Kessler, I'm like, oh, Shannon Kessler. And she's going to pop mm-hmm. up all the things she's been on.
Right.
Yes. Don't you want to hear more of Shannon?
I do have some early podcasts that
you're like, oh, can I?
You search it. You might find a surprise.
You might find those.
You might get a little nugget.
There I am. So that was really key. And also having like a resources link at the bottom. I've recently started doing that and numbering each episode.
Yes. That's a clutch.
I had to go back and redo that. So Podbean makes it very easy to go back and edit your podcast show notes mm-hmm. after they've already been published, and they will update immediately to iTunes.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That is awesome.
Okay.
All right. Second thing. We also upload to SoundCloud, Spotify, and Google Play. The great thing about most hosting sites is they automatically will link there too. The thing about, I think Google Play, it might have been an extra fee. I can't really remember. It was 6 months ago, so I kind of forget, but Spotify usually is just a nominal fee, and then so is SoundCloud. So if you want to have more options for all your listeners, not just Apple, because we do have other people that have Androids and stuff like that. And I mean, I think the last time I checked the numbers, it was like 10% of our listeners were still on Android.
Oh, okay,
or
cool.
on other
non-Apple devices.
Non-Apples.
Okay.
So it's still beneficial.
Cool.
If
yeah. I would never want to exclude anybody from the opportunity to listen
right.
to us chit-chat.
So you want to be available.
Right.
Yeah. And so, so I'll give you some other, hold on, I wrote down some. I did have notes.
This is great.
So we have Podbean, but there's also Stitcher, Blueberry, which I've heard some great things about, and then Libsyn, Libsyn. The huge deer. I mean, that's why Georgie was barking. Oh. There was like 10 deer that just ran by.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Sorry. I was like, hold up.
And now she's quiet?
Where? Now she's quiet.
Maybe she's in a different room now. I don't know.
Oh gosh. Okay. Sorry. Rabbit hole. So Podbean, Stitcher, Blueberry, and Libsyn. So those are the main ones that you can look into and see which one's best for you.
Okay. Cool. Are they pretty user-friendly? Like when you go into them, do you feel... Because I remember in the beginning, you were like... There's gotta be a secret button. Am I not finding something?
And there was a secret button. Yeah. Okay, so that was the secret button was how to upload to various other channels.
Okay,
and it was just I had to do some digging on the website. So yeah, when you go to other, I don't know which whatever you try to use, it'll have like a drop down box and how you want to publish. So under your publishing, how mm-hmm. you upload. Just do a little digging there, whatever website you use, and it'll direct you to either. And some of them do YouTube, so that's even bigger.
Yeah.
If you want to take on that monster. We haven't yet. That's my next thing. But, yeah, it's not as – it gets routine.
Okay.
It gets – you just have to figure out a formula that works best for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know.
All right, so now we're out in the world.
We're out in the world.
People can hear us on their little devices.
Yes.
Listen in the car. Why is it important to have the little E next to your podcast?
Oh, this is... Okay, so in the beginning, we knew, right?
Yeah, right away.
Even if you
we're
don't say
great
it.
We're not at censoring ourselves.
But listen, I don't know what iTunes is going to classify as a curse word. I don't know what they're going to classify as, you know, an E type thing.
Okay.
So don't you
Is
want...
it content or is it just words? Like, we don't
know. We don't know.
Okay.
So I feel like mm-hmm. you... If you feel like you're even going to say the word, damn it, then you need to have it on there because you do not want to get pulled right. and be in that purgatory of iTunes to where they pull your stuff.
Yes.
Pull your content. So.
Random question on the word, damn it. Is it one word or two?
I don't know. How does it
come up? Like, type it up real quick and see. Because you can say just, damn.
Oh, it is one word.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
It's like, It's like the word cannot. It's like, it can be one word. It is one word.
It is one word.
But
that's not the same.
It's weird.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I've always thought that was just weird, but moving right along.
Moving on.
Okay. So now that we're out in the world, we have the explicit E just in case.
Just in case.
How do we keep it moving? How do you just... Because, like we've said in the past, like, there's so many moving parts to the podcast mm-hmm. that you've got to make sure
there are.
You're keeping up with all of them. It's like spinning plates in the circus. You're like, doo,
doo, doo, doo, doo. It seems easy in the beginning, and I think it is. I think it's it gets easier, and then it gets kind of wonky, and then it gets easy, and then it gets wonky because you're like, it's always because you're on other people's schedules. Because we chose, mm-hmm. and to go back to the beginning, we chose to have a podcast with guests. Maybe it's just you. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just you and a buddy. Right. Maybe you're, you know, and that would be a lot easier for you. Some people do that. But mm-hmm. if you're having guests on, there's a variable.
Right. You've got to work around their schedules, which is cool. And then if you do have a guest and they can't come to your studio, we have discovered Zencastr, which is a great way to record with guests that are not physically able to come to your location. And we've done this internationally. We had a guest on that's from Canada, and it worked beautifully. We've had another guest that was out in LA. So that, you know, there's a very minimal delay. We're going back and forth between, do we want to do it with Skype? Do we want to do it with Zencastr? And the reviews that we read, it just seemed like there was a smaller delay in Zencastr than there was in Skype. I'm like, well, we need all the help we can get. So any like less delay, let's do it. And we've loved it. I mean, it's...
I do too.
I think you get like 30 days free to try it out. So if you know this is something you want to do with guests, my suggestion would be back-to-back your guests in those 30 days and get as many recorded as you can. You can buy additional hours through Zencastr. I think we purchased... like 50 hours, which wasn't, you know, very expensive.
That's a lot. It's a lot of podcasting.
It's a lot of podcasting. It just, when I did the math, I felt like that's the sweet spot at the break point of...
I agree with you.
You know, where we would use it versus what we were paying. I like that. Mm-hmm. And what the great thing about Zencastr is that it will edit for you. So not, I mean, there's advanced settings where you could use the compressor and limiter within Zencastr and it helps. I don't do that. Like, but what it does is it will send me the MP3 file of our recording and the guest recording, and then it merges it together. But it will send you three files. So it will send you like the, just us talking, just the guest talking,
okay.
and then it together. So like if we needed to edit something on just in the what we were saying, I could fix that without having to do the whole...
And that was pretty easy for you to figure out,
too. It was super easy. They made it very, very simple. I mean, there is a way that if we wanted to, we could drop in our intro and outro and like they could do like the whole thing there. But since I mean, I'm a creature of habit. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I know how my buttons work. You know, I like it how I like it. I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm just going to take these files. I'm going to plug it where I need to plug it. And then I can, you know, do my thing with it from there.
Do my thing.
But we really like Zencastr a lot.
If you want to hear how Zencastr sounds, episode 36, which was just released yesterday, which that's the Edgy Veg.
Nice. If you want to throw numbers around. I love it.
And then I just referenced these this morning. And if you want to hear Talita, who we dropped in, that's episode 23, which I just wrote that down today. So it's in the own noggin.
Get it, girl.
Episode 23 and episode 36.
Yeah.
So, and another key point, which I'm going to, and I love you dearly, but Shannon did lose a couple episodes.
Oh, yes, I did.
So tell our listeners how to prevent against losing episodes, that valuable, valuable content.
Valuable content. So it happened twice. And I was really, really ticked off both times. But the way that you prevent losing your content is to save it to multiple places. And I don't have like a zip drive availability on my computer. I have the cloud. So I had to get very familiar with, which wasn't something I was used to. I was used to actually just a thumb drive and, you know, I'm old school like that. But my Mac doesn't Dan was like, well, where's the place? I'm like, it doesn't have it. He's like, why doesn't it have it? I'm like, it's updated. Okay. I'm living in new age right now. It doesn't have a place for it. He's like, oh boy. No, I do have an adapter if I needed one, but I chose not to.
Right.
So I save it to three different places. I save it to GarageBand. I save it to my desk drive. And then I save it to downloads. So I have in three different places. So if I'm editing something and something goes crazy, I know I have it backed up in two other spots that those files haven't been touched.
Have you had to access one of those before?
Since?
Yeah.
Knock on wood, I have not.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's coming. I'm sure it's coming. But Georgie's like, Mom, you tell the truth.
You knock and she's like, who's here? Who's here? Oh,
God. Yeah, so back up your work.
Back up your work.
It is. Brittany, why is that important for you to back up your work? What happened? Oh,
it's never so mad. Okay, so now my computer shut down when I was writing all the show notes, which I know it's like a paragraph, but you know, you take some time and thought and energy, and my computer just totally shut down on me on Sunday night, which that's when I choose to write, and it was like, meh, meh. So I had to start all over. I was so mad because I wanted to get good, you know, because people read these, and so now I write it in Google Docs, which saves it in real time. Mm-hmm. Although I love using, you know, just a basic Word document in my computer, I'm not going to guarantee Google Docs is there. Right. And if anything does super bad happen, I know that Shane and I share a Google Doc account. So yeah. I'm like, hey, can you zip in and get this and send it over to me if something bad happens?
Yeah. So that's that's fun.
Yeah, we have made some mistakes.
We do. And that's honestly, that's how you learn. I mean, it's the hard things that hit you hard that you're like, oh, I didn't want to have to hear that, but okay, thanks. And okay. You know, now we know.
And our guests were super nice.
They were.
Because they were friends.
They were friends.
They're like, okay, we can record. That's fine. So going back to consistency, you know, a key point for us was that we knew we wanted to release once a week. Mm-hmm. We knew that that was very feasible for us. We carved out time every Monday at 10 o'clock, no matter what, we're jumping on the mic and just, you know, generating some kind of podcast. And we have content. We're always shooting ideas back and forth to each other. So if you're if you're flying solo, you know, always be writing stuff down.
It's funny. We have like this old school three-ring or bound notebook that we keep in between the two of us. It's like the sisterhood of the traveling notebook. Oh, look, the tears are back. That's what
No one. Oh, I would too.
Right. Sorry. Oh, look, a deer.
If you see a deer, you have to say the word deer. It's like, say if you see a cow. Oh, look, cow.
It's a cow.
So bad.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, friends. Sorry. But our notebook is great because we keep notes between it, and it's like, you know, oh, good. Okay, she filled this out, or oh, okay, this is great. So it's nice to just to have something in one spot. And we take notes on our phone, too.
And send it to each other.
So it's, you know, we're always just putting things down. And even if they don't happen right away, it's something that, you know, we plant the seeds and we're like, all right, let's take this. And, you know, when it's ready, we'll make it happen.
I usually we do have notebook, like in our phone, that notes section. We have a file like Crazy's in, which that took us like 6 months to do. It's so sad.
I mean, there's like an abyss, like a crazy hole that like lost notes from my phone have entered. It's like the Bermuda Triangle. I don't even know where it is. Right. I'm like, what? Why are you in my Yahoo junk folder? I don't even know how you got there. What are you doing in there, note? I don't know.
Why are you tying to this weird, like, cerebral cortex?
Yes. I don't know.
That's really funny. So we're always zipping ideas back and forth each other, but when you're generating some kind of content, we always have our podcast goggles on.
Yes.
So I think that's key if you're wanting to do this, because ideas come from the world around you.
Yeah.
When you hear, when you listen to the news, if you're talking with your friends, if you're listening to other podcasts, you might have another idea. I think that's really key. You may be just in a parenting moment, like, oh my God, we need to do a podcast about this. Who can we find to help chat about this?
Yeah, it's great. And you know, if you are interested in having guests on your show, it's amazing how many people you know who have very interesting stories to tell or have something relatable that you're like, my friend Kim told me this story once about her daughter. My daughter did the same thing. You can't be the only person that, you know, you're not going through it alone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just nice to know that there are other people just like you doing the same thing. So don't be afraid to reach out to your friends, because those are, you know, some of the most magical truth nuggets that you're going to find.
Yeah. And they're dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're your friends.
Exactly.
So they have a story. And you might learn something new about them.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is cool.
Now, if you're looking to grow your audience, now our audience is still growing. We're not like, you know, but that's not what we started this. We didn't start it to make a bunch of money. We didn't start it to have billions and billions of followers. We just knew that we wanted to have a creative project together.
Mm-hmm.
But growth is great, right?
Growth is great.
So how do you keep track of that?
So depending on where you want to grow and how you want to grow. I mean, obviously for us, we all live in a very digital world. People are connected with devices through and through. So I think connecting, you know, via social media platforms obviously is going to be a way to connect with your audience. This is a podcast, so it comes to your ears and you listen to it. So it's like you're connecting on that level. Are you laughing at the dog? Yeah.
She just is on her level today.
I know, she is. I think those steers really spooked her.
I mean, it's from beginning to end. Oh, this chick.
It's crazy.
She is such her own little being. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because, like, I'm sitting here trying to listen to you, and I'm like,
all I can hear is the dog.
No, and it is important to build your community. I totally agree with you. I mean, try to respond as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Having those social media outlets are paramount, because that's how people get in touch with you and find you and know your story.
And we're going to be bringing some tips in a later episode on how to grow your social media and, you know, how to just be more connective via social. So that's coming. One of the things that this happened just this week that I thought, man, Britt, we're really doing it. Like we're connecting with people. We were working out with our trainer, and there was a girl that came in after us that she was like, I just want to tell you guys, I was out to dinner with some new girlfriends just this past weekend, and we were talking about friendships, and she's like, and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, has anybody listened to Crazy Zen Life? Like, they have this amazing episode on friendships, and every girl at the table was like, oh my gosh, yes, I listened to them. That was a great episode. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So it was like a super surreal moment for both of us, but one that we were like smiling about all day, because this is why we do what we do. Like, we love connecting with people. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we just connected with, you know, a group of women that we don't know personally, but they found what we had to say useful and, you know, beneficial in their own lives. Like, that to us was so validating on why we do what we do.
So they took those little nuggets and they applied them to their new friendship at that moment. And I thought that was amazing. And that made our hearts just like shine.
Yes.
Because, you know, it is about that. It's about having conversations and opening up that dialogue that sometimes, you know, like, is everybody feeling this?
Right.
And like, you going back to what you said, it's like, you're not alone. Like, isn't that why we're here?
Yeah.
Like,
To connect.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place. So going back to how you also track your growth, that is also
tracking growth. Yeah.
So because we're a duo, we have our roles.
Yeah.
So whether you're working with a duo, trio, or just solo, you know, I have a role, and I get minorly obsessed with numbers. But it is nice to see what is resonating with people and what they're wanting to hear. So where you are launching or have your podcast hosted through will provide a lot of information, and that is awesome. So you can see in real time what people are loving. Mm-hmm. Not real time, I guess. In day to day, what people are downloading, what they're loving, and I think that's so beneficial, because we go back and you're like, okay, you liked this. This didn't hit so much, but sometimes we go, screw it. We still want to release it. We don't care. Because People were like, eh, people don't like it, but we're doing it for us.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's happened several times. And we're like, I'm okay with that. Because we wanted to say it. It's out there. And we're like, hey, yeah. Okay. You're not going to hit a home run every time you're at bat. That's okay.
And you want to press the limit a little bit sometimes, too. Yeah. Like, and that's what one of my New Year's goals was for Crazy Zen, is take topics that maybe I would have been timid to approach before, but now I'm more into it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So anything else?
Good stuff.
Let's see.
I think we might have covered everything.
Our notes? Oh, my gosh. And we're just, yeah, I think we did. Second episode of taking notes. Gosh, refreshing this year.
Who are these organized girls at this table right now?
I know.
Yes.
If day one podcast, Brittany and Shannon get to see us now.
Right? They'd be like, girls.
Girls, you're doing it.
You're doing it. So, okay, it's cold outside. It's dreary. Excuse me, I have to cough. Pardon me. Do you have, like, a favorite cold weather, like, cozy that you like to do?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so.
I'm like, I need.
I really wish.
She gave.
I've shown, like, the picture of Brittany's face. That was so cool. It was, like, the dumbest question you've ever asked me. That's literally the look I just got. So, like, when it's cold outside, I lose motivation to do anything that involves going outside of my house.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, oh, it's that cold. All right. Put my sweats on. I get my comfy slippers. I like to, like, put a blanket on. Even if I have on sweatpants, like, I feel like if it's dreary and cold outside,
yeah.
I need a blanket.
Don't you ever want to walk around the house with a blanket?
Yes, I do. Actually, I had, like, this blanket poncho-y thing that I did. I literally wrapped myself up with, but then I ended up going to Primp and it hasn't come back. Because my staff's like, I love this. And I'm like, fine, you can keep it here.
I know, it does get chilly in there,
Yeah, it gets chilly.
Yeah, it does get chilly.
Yeah. Cold air makes happy hair. That's what we say there.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So it's like freezing in there. You're so like, they're like, ugh. But I love to just wrap up I have different layers of blankets. Like, because my husband's always like, we could turn up the heat. I'm like, you're missing the point. I like the mild weight. Chilliness, but I like the weight.
Yeah.
But I like to feel like warm with a blanket.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be too hot with a blanket. So I'm like, I'll get a tank top on and my sweatpants. And he's like, why do you put a longer shirt? I'm like, I like the blanket. So.
I totally agree with you. But in the winter, I sleep with long sleeves.
Oh, really?
Well, sometimes, not always. Because I wake up with like chilly arms. Mm. So I'm like, I gotta be able to like ninja chop somebody if they're coming into my room. I gotta be able to ninja chop. So my arms are always out of the blankets.
Okay.
But all my toes are inside.
Do you have a phobia of your foot hanging off the bed?
Still.
Yes.
To this day.
There is a term for that. I don't know what it is, but I saw this the other day and I was like, that's a thing? Like it's a real phobia.
I believe it.
I know. I can't.
Someone's gonna snatch it.
I don't want it.
Although I'm not afraid of ninja chop. I'm afraid to get my toes chopped.
Yeah, I'm afraid of my arms out.
Me too.
But a foot out, I just feel like it's so far away, so vulnerable out there by itself.
I feel like this vision of like these gangly fingernails like reaching up and be like
yeah. I mean, there's absolutely no space between my bed and the ground. Like, the way that it, like, there's, you couldn't put anything underneath my bed. So, like, there's no way.
I mean, I don't think there's, like, a loose leaf paper slipping under there.
Like, but it's still, like, I still get nervous that something's going to come out from under the bed. I don't like it.
That's funny. Okay, going back to your question. A cozy thing to do. I like to make soup.
See, that's a cozy thing.
That's a cozy thing. Mm-hmm. And I really like to watch the news, like talk shows.
Oh, okay.
If it's during like the day or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's chilly. I'll watch old episodes of like a talk show and be like, what did I miss? Because you always get like little nuggets. You're like, this is what I like to wear. I know, it's really bad. And I wish I could, I don't read as much as I should, but maybe I should read a book.
Well, I'm starting to think, and I have decided that I am going to read more this year. And I think it's for a long time I was just reading things that like I wasn't that interested in. So reading to me was like, I'm not really into that book. And like we've talked about this before, like we're not the kind of people that can read two books at the same time.
No.
But it was funny, I was just talking to one of my staff members today and she's like, oh, I'm reading two books right now. I'm like, how do you do that? She's like, well, it's kind of like watching shows. I mean, like, sometimes I have, like, a drama that I'm super into, and then sometimes I'm, like, bored with it, so I pick up something else. And I'm like, oh, okay,
If I put a book down, I'm not picking it back up, I think. But that's just me.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was just, it gave me a really cool perspective on that. I'm like, that's a really great way to put that. I mean, I can't just watch one season of a show and then, like, sometimes I just need, like we were super into Ozark, mm-hmm. and I loved it. And, but there were some days where I'm like, I can't watch another person's head get bashed in. I don't want to see any blood today. I need something, give me something thriller.
Yeah.
But Will and Grace?
I wasn't like that with Game of Thrones.
No, I know, right? Like, I was
that
so
was the
that
only
one.
Show where I'm like, I could watch this until my eyes bleed.
Yeah.
Like.
I can't wait for it to come. It's April, right? Or is it June?
I thought I saw April.
I think I saw April too.
But I don't remember. I mean, that show never jumped the shark for me.
No, never.
I don't know
how they're going to end that thing.
Me neither.
But tuning in.
You know what we've been binge watching lately? And I'll end on this. You're going to laugh. Oh, well, I already told you. Old episodes of Jeopardy.
Yes!
It's on Netflix. And I swear to God, Landon and I have been so into this at night. It is one of the most entertaining ways before you go to bed or something. Like, we're like, let's watch Jeopardy. And I mean, seriously, I have a new appreciation for Alex Trebek now. I mean, I always did, yeah. But you can rewatch all, like, the Tournament of Champions. So, because he's way more charismatic in the tournaments than he is in, like, everyday
he's so
shows.
Great. Yes.
He's, because he's, like, he's got this rapport with these people. And, you know, he's like at a cocktail party.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
He's great.
Like,
oh, you're working the room.
Oh, you're Cocktail Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I like Cocktail Alex a lot better than everyday Alex.
Stiff stuff.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Okay, so we're big wheel watchers in our house. My girls love Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. So I Googled one day. I'm like, what does Pat Sajak and, you know, Vanna White, like, what do they make? They are, like, ballin'. I mean, multiple millions of dollars in their contracts. Alex Trebek, not even close. And I'm like, he runs circles. Like, in his job, Pat sells letters.
Letters?
Letters. And gets paid millions of dollars to sell letters. And he doesn't really say much. I feel like Pat is annoyed at his job 9 times out of 10. He's like, oh, I'm still here. You want that pee or not, Susan? What are you doing?
He so is.
He's such a curmudgeon sometimes. And
he's just indifferent.
He's indifferent, yeah.
He's like,
selling bells.
Do you not see that's obviously...
Right, and like how...
Person, place, or thing.
Yeah. And like, don't put a the in there if there's not in there. He's like, only what's on the board. And I'm like, dang, Pat.
He's so over it.
He's so over it.
He's so over it.
But Alex... He's got to read all the things. He's got to be able to pronounce. Like, some of those things are tricky, too.
And he has voices.
And he has, yes.
He will even do voices.
Mm-hmm.
He did, one of the clues was from A Princess Bride. I'm trying to remember, but he did the voice, and I'm trying to remember what, I was like, you did the voice. He even did the voice on Wayne's World, because one of the clues was swing, and he even did it.
I love it.
I was like, you are so cool.
Yes.
Like, I mean, seriously.
I know. I feel like. He's job for job, if it's game show for game show, Alex should get paid more. But
too.
As Dan said, he's like, listen.
He's got to read.
But there's not as much sponsorship dollars in Jeopardy. It doesn't attract the masses the way, like, anybody can play Wheel of Fortune. Not everybody feels comfortable playing Jeopardy. You know, like, you only play, like, you watch a show when you're good at it. You're like, oh, that's good. If you're not good at it, you're like, I don't really like that show. It makes me feel dumb. All right, I'm not going to tune in. But Wheel of Fortune, you're like, I got that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see letters and mm-hmm. spell.
Yeah. So.
I know.
Random things.
We're so random.
I know. Sorry, friends.
All right. We hope you enjoy this mini-sode, though.
Mm-hmm. And if you like it, share it with a friend.
Write us a review.
We love it.
Rate us.
Rate us.
Honestly, just keep listening, too.
Yep.
We like to keep popping in. And our mm-hmm. newsletter.
Yes.
Went out. So go ahead and sign up for that if you yep. have not done so lately.
Send us an recently. Email with your, with your email address in it. Get Zen at crazyzenlife.com and we will add you to the newsletter.
We will. All right. Talk to you soon.